SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. She is outraged. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, learning that FEMA spent tens of millions of dollars on
food and lodging for those that are illegally in the country, while at the same time we were fighting FEMA not to terminate temporary housing benefits for people that lost it all in a flood.
Blackburn, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, presidential advisor Elon Musk reports his Doge team discovered $59 million had been spent on housing illegal aliens in New York City hotels. Well, looks like New York City Mayor Eric Adams may be off the hook.
Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove told prosecutors in New York that they were directed to dismiss the bribery charges against Adams immediately. Bove said the order was not based on the strength of evidence in the case, but rather because it had been brought too close to Adams' reelection campaign and was distracting from the mayor's efforts to assist the Trump administration's law and order priorities. Julie Walker, New York.
Found amid a Hezbollah weapons stockpile that was seized by Israel, humanitarian aid packages from USAID. That's according to a report in the New York Post. Also at SRNNews.com, Tulsi Gabbard, one step closer to winning the job of National Intelligence Director, her nomination on its way to the full Senate for a final vote. The Mid-Atlantic region, including Washington and Baltimore, preparing for another winter storm expected to arrive today, bringing lots of snow and ice. Also impacted by this storm, parts of the Ohio Valley and Central Appalachians. A lot of schools are dismissing early or are closed today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index trading 14 points lower. This is SRN News. Montana lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The state Senate has voted to remove all legal protections for doctors who help people take their own life. Assisted suicide is not exactly legal in Montana, but it's not wholly illegal either, with doctors currently able to claim patient consent in court if they're ever sued. The legislation approved by the state Senate would end that. It now goes to the Montana House. Pro-life advocates say assisted suicide preys on the disabled, mentally ill, and elderly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court that the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. The court's conservatives in December had already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. Formal notification of the change is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration aimed at ending President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. This is SRN News. Bragg is back.
En route to Germany on Monday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a memorandum returning the original name of Fort Bragg to the military base in North Carolina. The renaming of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty began amid the George Floyd protest in 2020. Congress established a commission to rename the bases named after Confederate figures, and the Biden Pentagon made the official name change from Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty in June of 2023. The name reversal now honors Army Private First Class Roland L. Bragg, a World War II veteran awarded the Silver Star. Instead, of General Braxton Bragg, for whom the base was originally named. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
One person was killed, others injured. The collision of two private jets on the ground at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport. One of those injured, two were taken to trauma centers, one hospitalized in stable condition. The accident comes in the wake of three major U.S. aviation disasters the past couple of weeks. SRNNews.com.